This is American Roots, celebrating unsung heroes of American music at the Ponderosa Stomp. It's a New Orleans gathering of the faithful Mystic Knights of the Mau Mau. The event takes its name from Lazy Lester's recording of Ponderosa Stomp. Lazy Lester was born Leslie Carswell Johnson in the tiny settlement of Taurus, Louisiana, on the west bank of the Mississippi River. He worked his way into the Baton Rouge blues scene almost by accident in the 1950s. The Ponderosa Stomp live show was pioneered by Dr. Ike as an eclectic musical gathering in 2002. We'll feature artists from this year's Stomp, like rocker Linda Gail Lewis, Beaumont, Texas R&B queen Barbara Lynn, and Cajun fiddle icon Doug Kershaw. We'll also visit with twang master Dwayne Eddy. But let's start with a visitor, Gary U.S. Bonds from Norfolk, Virginia, and his 1960 tribute to New Orleans on American Roots.
I said a hey.
Baby, I'm going back to New Orleans. Wanna see Nanan, my pa Ran, Kuzan, and my ma and pa. Gonna pack my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South American way. I've been to Europe, Mexico, it's okay. over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my thrill below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, never, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo fillet, 'cause New Orleans is my home. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers, Going Back to New Orleans, recorded for Specialty Records in 1950 in Los Angeles, looking back fondly on life in the Crescent City and voicing the feelings of many Creoles and African Americans who left South Louisiana for South Central Los Angeles from the 1920s onward. It's amazing what certain records tell us about life. Up next, a man who says he wants to bring his record collection to life. Raised in a Jewish suburban family from Chicago, Dr. Ira Podnos is an anesthesiologist who uses music to bring pain relief and especially joy to many. Known here as Dr. Ike, he's got a bush of curly hair packed under a fez and can be seen urgently pedaling his bike through the streets of New Orleans, arranging the details of his meteoric masterpiece, The Ponderosa Stomp, since 2002. We slowed him down long enough to talk about it. Ira Podnos, welcome to American Roots.
Thank you, Nick. It's great to be here.
How do you think you got to this world where you are the champion of the unsung heroes of American music, as you refer to the work these days?
You know, I got to see the guy wearing a suit. He's stumbling around drunk. Oh, give me a quarter. Give me whatever you got. I'm Maxwell Street, Jimmy Davis. But I'm like, okay. And then about 5 years later, I'm in a record store, and there's a Maxwell Street, Jimmy Davis record that's recorded in the 60s, I come to find out that this guy, you know, he had from the Delta, he recorded a record that's just incredible.
I love the way she wiggle. I love the way she wobble. I love the way she wiggle. She my babe, got my eyes on you.
Well, it seems like there's a realization in there that there are great performers in the street. Did you ever step back and say, why am I drawn to this?
It just was the beat. I just felt the beat, and it was this thing. It just drew me. And I can remember when we were 3 or 4 years old, we'd turn on the TV on Sundays, and a show would come on, and basically had everybody and anybody that was anybody in gospel.
Right.
And my mom would say, she would come down and find my brother and I dancing and watching the show, and she was like shaking her head. I'm like, what are you kids doing watching this gospel showcase? And we were drawn to it.
How'd you get the name Ponderosa Stomp?
Well, when we started, first we were the Mystic Knights of the Mama. Like all things in New Orleans, we needed a Mystic Knight of our organization, like the Carnival Cruise, and we just picked up the Screaming Jay Hawkins record. It came to Mama. So I was looking for songs for inspiration, and there was the Ponderosa Stomp by Lazy Lester.
Thank you.
when I decided to get married, I wanted to go. I don't really like weddings. I hate weddings because they're usually boring. The wedding band sucks and you're sitting around not having fun. So I decided, let's go through the record collection and let's go find everybody that I always wanted to see and have them play. Now, I didn't know anything about this. So I said, okay, let's see what I could do. So I wanted to get hold of Freddie Roulette. You know, I always wanted the King of the Outer Space guitar. Hubert, someone to play with Magic Slim singing and the Teardrops singing Howlin' Wolf songs. So I had to make that happen. Or I had to go track down getting Paul Burleson to come play, DJ Fontana, Elvis' drummer, Billy Lee Riley, Sonny Burgess, and James Burton. Well, the news of the songs have been flying around. I'm the only one that's seen it over the ground. First thing I seen when I saw it land, the cast jumped out and they caught the band. I saw the rock and roll. I saw the rock and roll. I couldn't understand the things they said about that crazy beat just to stop me dead. This is really the first stop, and it was amazing because all the musicians all showed up. We stayed in touch afterwards, and they kind of became friends. Somehow we kept going, and every year it was like, God, we could lose our house at any moment. Well, we did it anyway because we just wanted to do it, and it's starting a basic, simple show in the backyard and then going to a club with just plugging a microphone and some amps into. Now we've got a nonprofit foundation putting on this huge, massive three-day event that keeps growing and done shows across the country, including stuff at South by Southwest and at Lincoln Center. It's like, I didn't expect any of this. It wasn't about that. It was just, let's plug the microphone in and do a show.
You've got an amazing lineup here. I'm looking at what is it that draws you to Gary U.S. Bonds, aside from the fact that he's got this great song for the world of rock and roll and rhythm and blues, I Want to Holler.
Yeah, oh, that's an amazing song. And we're going to have him do it at Stomp. It's got that insane organ stuff, and that is screaming R&B at its best. I want to holler, but the town's too small.
You talk about rhythms that grab you. You got Archie Bell, the leader of Archie Bell and the Drells, and of course that was a huge top 40 hit.
Yes, Archie had played for us at a few stops ago. We hadn't had it a long time. He's a great showman, but I've never been able to get Archie to do a set all of Drells stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. We've got him to commit to do a whole set.
Hi everybody, I'm Archie Bell of the Drells of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. Want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on your organ now.
You, a little further down the Gulf Coast, we got Beaumont, Texas, and you've been a big supporter of Barbara Lynn. Some called her the black female Elvis, and you've presented Barbara Lynn a fair amount.
We love Barbara. She's like a Ponderosa Stomp mainstay. You see her, she just oozes star, but she's incredibly talented. I mean, they found her when she was young, and, you know, not only was she playing left-handed guitar and killing it, but she was a great singer and writing her own material, which is very different back then because everybody else was relying on songwriters to, you know, provide them with material, and then they'd have to go with the producer, whereas Barbra just would show up and they were, you know, they'd put her in the studio, and she was always great.
You give me money, diamonds and pearls. You can't buy my love for no money in the world. You can't buy my love. No, you can't buy my love for no money in the world. No, you can't buy my love. Now you're so blue, and I'm so glad because you've lost the best girl you've had. You can't buy my love. No, you can't buy my love for no money in the world.
Dr. Ike, who are some of your headliners this year?
We've got a myriad of things. We have some pretty heavy-hitting garage acts this year. We have, of course, Rocky Erickson. He's going to be doing an all complete set of 13-4 Elevators stuff. 13-4 Elevators were a rather unique thing because we have Rocky, the singer, and then Tommy Hall was this guy who took a jug and basically blew it with a pickup on it. And they put the stuff out, and it was like crazy.
You're gonna wake up one morning as the sun greets the dawn.
We also have the Mummies, who started off in the 80s, late 80s and early 90s, and recorded for Estrus Records. And then we also have the Gorries, who were like raised on the combination of Detroit R&B blues and Motown. We've got some amazing deep soul with Carla Thomas. We have Linda Gay Lewis, Jerry Lewis's sister, who's a great singer.
Ira, you've met so many people, you've presented so many people. Is there a singular memory for you over the years at the Stomp that just stands out?
One thing that really is amazing, it's not even a performance, was literally watching Lake Ray get down on his hands and knees and start kissing Scotty Moore's feet, telling him, "You are my idol."
How'd Scotty take that?
He's like, "Get up, get up." He was so embarrassed, he didn't know what to do.
You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. We'll do anything that you want to do. But not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go.
I think the happiest is just having everybody come see these performers, get to enjoy their performances with a band that knows their material and actually put the work in to back them and do the right stuff, have a crowd that gets to appreciate it and see some great music. And, you know, it's kind of like watching a record collection come to life.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take the help of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take the help of my blue suede shoes.
That's a man who needs no introduction, but I will say we listen to words and music from the cabinet of Dr. Ike, Ira Podnos. Go to PonderosaStomp.com to see if you want to be a Mystic Knight of the Mau Mau one day soon. And we'll talk to Twang Master Dwayne Eddy and Texas Soulstress Barbra Lynn coming up on American Roots.